Okay, where are we?
Mar.
Itmar. The Mishnah said, Sharshu mur l'minoi, ve'eni mur l'eni minoi, mur l'adam, ve'eni mur l'beima, etc. So what the Mishnah said, whatever it's a mur for, has nezik shalom, what it's not a mur for, has chatzi nezik. Itmar, Razvir Amar. When the Mishnah said, Sharshu mur l'minoi, ve'eni mur l'sheni minoi, what does that mean? Ve'eni mu'ud tonight. Meaning, says Rashi, ve'ein mu'ud l'shein emina, the adinam bay, v'loi nogach. Kagoin, v'avinu l'hu kamei, v'loi nogach. So, when oxen passed by, it gored. When sheep passed by, it didn't gore. So, we know, in a positive sense, that it doesn't gore sheep. Ain't a mu'ud for sheep. Yeah, going to have been a little kamei. Why not got chilkach? The mishe ain't a mood like in nokhay archazman the sham chati nezek. Aval mistama im huod lezeh mood af lezeh. If it's a mood for shvarim, it's also a mood for sheep. Lechayim mood l'ktanim mood l'gdaylim. That's the next case in the Mishnah. So stama, it's a mood for everything. But if we know it's not a mood for those things, then it's not, then it only pays chatzin ezek. That sheet's a zero. Papa says, no, ain't a mood tonight. Tainu, that naturally a mood, l'minoi, is not a mood for ain't a minoi. Even though we don't know, a sheep never passed by, but still we say it's ain't a mood. Rav Zvid Amar v'ein emur tanan. Hastama have a mood. Dafka, when we know it's not a mood, is it not a mood? But stama, it is a mood. Papa Amar ain't a mood tanan. The stama, I have a mood. It's mood for one man. By definition, it's not a mood for something else. Rav Zvid Daik Masefer. Papa Daik Mereisha. Rav Zvid Daik Masefer. The Tani. Mood l'ktanim. V'ein emur l'gdainim. Mishnah said, mood Murdak Tanim, Vi ain't a Murdak Dailim. Yeah? Eshu Murd Loy Mishan Nedak Shalom. Eshu Murd Loy Machazan Ezek. Ian Mishlama. Vi ain't a Murdak Tani. Hastama. Have a Murd. And only when it's not a Murd, if it's Bedafka, not a Murd. But Stama is a Murd. Hakamashmalan. I feel Makana Magdalim. I'm Mishlama. Have a Murd. So the extra, the Mishnah told me, Minoi Nene Minoi, and then it told me, Ktan Magdailim. So there's an extra Chiddush by Ktan Magdailim that Mu'ud L'Ktanim is not a Mu'ud L'Gdailim. I feel like Ktan Magdailim, not Mistama, I'm sorry, there is a Mu'ud. Stam is a Mu'ud. Nafka of its Einot. In other words, not only by a Mu'ud to one min, Stam it's a Mu'ud for the other min. But even Ketanim and Gdailim, still, even though it's only Mu'ud for Ketanim, still we say Stama to Mu'ud L'Gdailim, which is a Chiddush. You might think, okay, you know, he starts up with little animals, but he's scared to start up with big animals. We say, no, even from Ketanim and Gdailim, Stama is a Mu'ud. Eli Amrit ain't a Mu'ud Ketani. And Stama is not a Mu'ud. Hashi Yishleim, Ketanim and Ketanim, the Alma Stama la'av a Mu'ud. From one min to another min, but they're the same size, same animal. From a goat to a sheep, whatever it is, they're both small animals. We say it's not a mu'ud. Mekanim l'gdailim tzrich l'neimar. So koshke mekanim l'gdailim, the fact that it's a mu'ud l'gdailim doesn't mean it's going to start up with g'dailim. Says Rashi. Hashi yishlein mekanim goin minai l'shein minai l'shmin reisha ein a mu'ud dafka. If it's the dafka not a mood, right? But right, the mekana mekanim koshkim mekana magdayim says that's Rav Zvid. The papa amar amalach itzur sal dar chamina. All the parts ba bahu mina parts ba loish nagdayim the day loish nakam the day. It was a papa say that mu'ud l'minoi. Her papa says stama. Stama is not a mu'ud. Mu'ud l'minoi, stama not a mu'ud for something else. So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush that by mulek tanim is not a mulek gailim? I might have thought that since it's the same min, so we see that this animal is a mood for this min. So what's the difference? You might think, okay, it's got something against this min. So meila, even if it's gdailim, right, you might think that even though by one min to another min, according to Papa, we say stum is not a mood, but the same min, you might have thought that stoma is a mood. That's why Mishnah says, no, in my time gedailim, stoma is not a mood. Right? Mood, not veinai, mood l'ktanim is not a mood l'gdailim, even though it's the same min. Do I have a mood? Even Matan Gailim's stomach is not a mood. Says it more about it. Papa, daik Mereisha. Diktani, mood la Adam, ain't a mood la Behema. Right? The second case of the Mishnah. First case of mood la Mina, vein, mood shayna minoi. Mood la Adam, vein, mood la Behema. So Papa's Madaik says, mood la Adam, ain't a mood la Behema. Yeah, Mishlama, ain't a mood tanan. That stum is not a mu'ud. Hakamash malan. I feel me. Adam lebehema. Nami stum alai have a mu'ud. Is a chiddush in Adam legad behema. As you might have thought, that even though we already told you that the ratio, mu'ud leminoi is not a mu'ud for enai minoi. You might think, maybe if it's a mu'ud for an Adam, then it's ready mu'ud for behema also. Because Adam, to attack an Adam is harder than to attack a behemoth. So if it's a mood for an Adam, then maybe it's a mood, maybe stam it's a mood for behemoth. Mashmo no. El yamrit v'ein mood tanan. Hastam have a mood. According to Rebbe Zvid, that mood leminoi is stamazoi a mood leinaminoi. Only if it's dafk ein mood is it ein mood. So meila hashdi eshleim behel behema stam have a mu'ud. If the Reisha told me that mu'ud leminoi stama is mu'ud l'shein leminoi, me'adam behema tzrich lemehema have a mu'ud. Kol shkein from an adam if it's willing to attack a person, kol shkein it's a mu'ud for a behema. Rashi says. The fill modem this lay masla will have a stomach mula behema. So even though the Gemara enough that base and base, I haven't got up to it yet. Whereas the Adam Islay Masla, it's more difficult for a behemoth to attack an Adam. Yeah? So male, if it does, then Kol Shein should be moved for a behema. Elyon Vein moves Rajal Shane Mir Tanan. Okay. I was stomach moved. Mimino sheni mino, hash mehem behem av mu'ud, afilu minachem, rodo mehem meboi, holek la mehem, oh, so it's a koshkin from Adam to behem, a stomb is a mu'ud, according to Rav Zvi. Holek la mehem, di guf yitzuch hashmino, de hech razin, de eni mu'ud, le behem, eni mesham al behem, el chatzin ez, le pshita. Maybe the chiddush is that, not for the diuk, maybe the chiddush is that when it's ve'ene mu'ud, when it's taka shown that it doesn't damage the next one, yeah, maybe that's a chiddush. That's not a chiddush, as Rashi. If you know that, it's ene mu'ud, then of course it's ene mu'ud. That animal passed by and it wasn't again, it was ene mu'ud. Elamai, the whole chiddush in Mishnah, the fear of Zvid, is what's in my stomach. Dafka, but if it's ene mu'ud, meaning it's bedafka ene mu'ud, is it ene mu'ud for the other one? But stomach is a mood. They have a kasha. So what's the chiddush by behemoth adam to behemoth? Yeah. Zok the mar Rav Zvid Amar Lucha. Reisha achazara koi. Reisha achazara koi. Kegoin. They have a mood la adam or mood la behemoth. Vahod behemoth behemoth. The koi gab behemoth plus a zimni v'loy naga. So originally, it was a mu'ud for an Adam and for a behemah. And then, there's a halacha that a mu'ud could become ice mu'ud. Right? If three times pass by and it's not nageach, it loses the status of a mu'ud. So now, you have a situation where originally it was a mu'ud for an Adam and a behemah. And there's a chazara l'gavi behemah. Yeah? How is the chazara gavi behemah? The koi gavi behemah plus a zimni v'loi naga. It stood next to behemah three times and it wasn't a gav. So now the same kivin l'liho the bay. Me Adam, since it wasn't chayze from Adam, it's chazara the behemah, lav chazari. See, even, you know, because mu'ud l'adam stamazai, according to Rav Zvid, is a mu'ud l'behemah. So if it wasn't chayze from the Adam, so it's still mu'ud l'adam, and mu'ud l'adam is mu'ud l'behemah, even though it's chayze from behemah. It's still mu'ud l'adam, and mu'ud l'adam is mu'ud l'behemah. So that's why I would have thought, in that case, it remains a mu'ud l'behemah. That's Mish Kamash Malan. No, Chazara the Behema, Mia, Chazara He. Oh, so here is an interesting machlaikis. Rashi and Taisus Rid. What's the case over here? When it says it was a Mu'ud L'Adam, yes? It was a Mu'ud L'Adam Ul Behema, and it was Chazar from Behema. How did it become, how was it originally a Mu'ud L'Adam Ul Behema? According to Rav Zvid. So Rashi says, let's start with Rashi. What does Rashi say? Resh Chazarakai. V'hi gufa yitzrich da behem aloy mishalim el chatzi nezek. Af agav v'yayid lei. Oh. Af agav v'yayid lei. What is the case? How was it a mu'ud l'adam ul behema? It was a yayid lei. It means it was warned. Right? The behema had its own din mu'ud. Meaning, it gored a person three times, and it gored an animal three times. So that's why it was a mu'ud l'adam ul behema. And the chiddush is, then the hachazar in a behema. So we say, the chazar and the behema works, even though it wasn't chayzer in the other. That's the Gemara says the chiddush for Rav Zvid. Says Taisus Rid, why do you need that for? We're going to Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid says mu'ud l'adam is naturally mu'ud l'behema. So why can the case be? It was mu'ud, not why. Taisus Rid says the case is it was a mu'ud l'adam, and a mu'ud l'adam is by definition a mu'ud l'behema also, and then it was chayzer from behema. That's the chiddush. Even though it was chayzer behema, it wasn't chayzer adam. So still, we say that the chazara for the behema works. Oh, so chayra. So what's Rashi? Rashi? Why is Rashi saying that like that? So chayra pshat is, yeah, that maybe Rashi held that if originally, yeah. This that it was a mu'ud l'behema was only because mu'ud l'adam is a mu'ud l'behema. So then, it's pashit that it was chayzer from behema that it works. Because if it was chayzer from behema, that shows that it never really was a mu'ud l'behema. If originally, it never gored a behema, right? It gored three people. El might we say, mu'ud l'adam is a mu'ud l'behema. Okay, that's when we don't know otherwise. But if three behemoths passed by, yeah, and it didn't gore the behemoths, so that shows that you were wrong. And by this behemoth, mu'ud l'adam is not a mu'ud l'behemoth. Right? Haraya, three behemoths passed by and didn't gore. So that was pashit. That's not a chiddush, says Rashi. That's not a chiddush. What is a chiddush? If it was actually a mu'ud l'adam, and a mu'ud l'behema, not that it was a mu'ud l'behema by default, because mu'ud l'adam is mu'ud l'behema. It was a mu'ud l'adam and l'behema, and it was chayzer from adam, from behema. Then it was a proper mu'ud l'behema, and you were chayzer from behema. So you might say, so there's a chiddush. That then okay, then this animal haray is shaykh to behemoth. So now that it's still a mu'ul adam, maybe mu'ul adam gives it a status of mu'ul behemoth. Mashma no, saykh kasaykh, was chayz behemoth. The chazara works. That l'chayra is the pshat in Rashi. Yeah.
When we say Chazara works, that's for everything also? Like Mistama also for Adam?
Chazara
is Mistama for him?
No. Chazara for Behemoth is a Chazara for Behemoth.
It's still
a Mu'ul Adam. It's still a Mu'ul Adam. That's the Mishnah. The Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says, Mu'ul Adam, Behemoth, and Mu'ul Behemoth. That, what do we say? Fear of Zvid. What does that mean? Mu'ul Adam, Behemoth, and Mu'ul Behemoth. And will behemah the hainu, it was chayz from behemah. That is what the Mishnah is talking about. Okay, and that the Mishnah says it's mu'ud la'ad and not mu'ud behemah. Okay. What?
Maybe the same in the first case where the chayz from Adam.
What first case?
Reverse case. It's the reverse.
A what?
That it's more for Adam and behemah, but it was
chayz from Adam. No. No, what? No, there's no chiddush because mu'ul behemah is not a mu'ul adam.
According to Rashi,
mu'ul behemah. A mu'ul behemah is not mu'ul adam. There's no chiddush. The chiddush is that even though mu'ul adam is mu'ul behemah, so even though it's chayz from behemah, you might say, okay, but it's still mu'ul adam and mu'ul adam is mu'ul behemah. That's the chiddush. Chiddush is that even though mu'ul adam is mu'ul behemah and it remains a mu'ul adam, so you might think it remains a mu'ul behemah. There it is, no, it's chayzer from behemah. Okay. This Gemara, when you get to Beis and Beis, yeah, if you ever get there, yeah, depends who shir you're in, yeah. So if you ever get to Beis and Beis, and there's a tesis over there, so you have to remember this Gemara, okay? I'm not going to go into the whole thing so much, but the Gemara over here in Beis and Beis says, yes, that mu'ul the behema, kamash malon, the Gemara says, but 15 lines up, the mu'ul the adam have a mu'ul the behema. Mu'ul behema, loy have mu'ul the adam. It's a Gemara. Yeah? Gemara says mu'ul behema, not mu'ul adam. So Tosfos wants to know, how does that fit with our Gemara? It's mechalik is a papa and resvid. If mu'ul the behema is a mu'ul adam. So why is Gemara saying mu'ul adam? I'm sorry, for mu'ul adam is mu'ul behemah. The chayz is papa of zid. So what the Gemara is saying, it's not. Taisa says even kundra papa, the mu'ul adam stam is not mu'ul behemah. Okay. But still the Gemara says mu'ul adam is mu'ul behemah. What's pshat? So Taisa means down for main menachem. The mu'ul adam she mu'ul l'chol the chazabai mi behemah. Vinisha mu'ud la'adam, have a mu'ud la'behema. Chazar de behema, lav chazarei. Taisa says, Ben Menachem says, Alfira Papa, that mu'ud la'adam is not a mu'ud la'behema. Yeah? Still, the Gemara says mu'ud la'adam is a mu'ud la'behema. What does that mean? What's the case? When it was a mu'ud for animals and people, and it was chayzer from behema, then we say the chazara for behema is not a chazara. That's what the Gemara means over there. Mu'ul behema, adam is not a mu'ul behema. So, fekir v'kveger, what do you mean? Our Gemara says that chazara for behema is not a chazara for behema is a chazara, even though it remains a mu'ul adam in Rav Zvid. So, why should be a difference between a papa and Rav Zvid? Our Gemara said, according to Rav Zvid, we normally mu'ul behema, adam is a mu'ul behema, but if a chazara behema is still a chazara. And we just leave the other by itself. Taisa over there says, according to Papa, if you were mu'il chatchila for everything, for other man behema, and you're chayzer from behema, the chazar for behema doesn't work. For behema. Right? So in that akuda, why should there be a machlagish of Papa and a zid? If the fear of zid, that naturally mu'il the behema is mu'il adam, but still chazar for behema works, so why if you're Papa, where you l'chatchil you were moved for both, so why should chazara for behemur? That's the craziest question. Just keep it in mind when you get to the Tais and Beis and Beis and Ben Menachem. Remember, you have to look up this Gemara and see if you can deal with this question. Okay? I'll leave you to figure out an answer. Now, says the Gemara Vayita. Yeah. Kmashmon chazoy behem and mi chazar hab. Meisve. Sum chazoymer. Mud l'adam, mud l'behem. Kav v'chaymer. Uma l'adam, mud l'behem l'kolshke. So if it's a mud l'adam, so then for sure, if it's willing to take on people, kolshke, it's willing to take on animals. Michlal, that's shita sumches. Michlal, Tanakama, holds ena mud kama. Now sumcha says, right? Sumcha says, mu'ud l'adam is a mu'ud l'behem. Okay? That means he's arguing, coming to argue in Tanakama. The Tanakama holds, mu'ud l'adam, ain't a mu'ud. Not the ain't a mu'ud. So, right? The Kashan is with, we see naturally, mu'ud l'adam is ain't a mu'ud l'behem, according to the Tanakama. Sumcha holds it is, but Tanakama holds no. Omalach Rav Zvid, Simchis Achazara Koi. Vachi Kamar, Kamalel Tanakam. The Ka'amrit, Chazar de Behem Chazara, we just said a minute ago, even according to Rav Zvid, yes, the Mu'ud Adam is a Mu'ud Behema, but Chazara for Behema works. Once it's a Chazara in the Behema, then Mu'ud Adam is not a Mu'ud Behema. That's where Rav Zvid learned the Mishnah. Right, the Ka'amrit, Chazar the Behema, Chazar he at least Lagabe Behema. Chazar he holds no. Chazar the Behema, love Chazar he. Rav Sumka says this whole Shulchan Torah we just said that if you were Chazar Behema, but you still Mu'ud L'Adam, okay, it doesn't. Now we don't say Mu'ud L'Adam is Mu'ud L'Behema because you had a Chazara. Rav Sumka is even arguing that, and he says no. If it remains a mu'ud l'adam, even though it was a chazara, kilu chazara mehema, but sorry, bottom line, it's a mu'ud l'adam. It's a mu'ud l'adam. The male, it's mu'ud l'mehema. So chazara mehema doesn't help. It's still mu'ud l'adam. Mu'ud l'adam, mu'ud l'mehema. That's what Rav Zvid learns is the shagataria between Tanakama and Simchas. Ma'am adam, ma'am adam loikam hader. We see what the chayz from adam mehema loikolshke. He doesn't hold that svara. That is a chazar al gai behem. Says the Gemara Vayita. What?
We saw it's from Hadith
and Behem. But it's still mu'ud l'adam, though, right? So we're saying the chazar doesn't work. That's the fact that it's still willing to go behem, Adam is enough. Amar Rav Ashi. Toshima Omru Lifnei Rabbi Yehuda. Hareze mu'ud l'shabosois. Ve'einoy mu'ud limois hachol. Right? Our Mishnah, if we remember. Yesterday, a long time ago. Amal Rabbi Yehuda, raise mu'ud l'shabbosayz ve'ein mu'ud l'chol. Amal lehem, l'shabbosayz m'shalem, and l'shalem l'chol not. So now, says the Gemara, Amal l'shabbosayz m'shalem, and l'shalem m'shalem, l'chol m'shalem m'chazin ezek. I'am b'shlama ve'einoy mu'ud katani. If you're telling me, the ve'einoy mu'ud, is part of the case. Mu'ud le Shabbosais ve'einem mu'ud l'maizachol. I mean, on Shabbos we know it gored, and l'maizachol we know it didn't gore. Right? That's part of the case. It's not telling me halacha, it's telling me the case. So then, shu lehudik m'shailei. So they ask Rabbi Yehuda, we have an animal over here that we know was mu'ud on Shabbos, and we know it wasn't a mu'ud on chol. What's it then? And he answers them. The halacha is, it's a mu'ud l'Shabbos. If it goes on Shabbos, it pays nezek shalom. If it goes during the week, it pays chatzin nezek. And everything is great. We have a question, we have an answer. Alts gvaldik. Eli amrit einay mu'ud katani. If the Reisha says, mu'ud l'Shabbos, not the einay mu'ud l'chol, mu'ud l'Shabbos is einay mu'ud l'chol. I mean, the Mishnah already told me that a mu'ud l'Shabbos is not a mu'ud l'chol. The Mishnah told me that. That's not the case that a gore on Shabbos didn't gore during the week. It says, if a gore on Shabbos, it's not a mu'ud l'chol. Yeah? So Agmuri, who look at Migmale? V'su ihu makam hadalu. So what is he asking? What's he, there's no question, there's no answer. The question was the answer. Mur l'Shabbos is einay mur l'chol. I know the answer already. What we were answering him, oh, you know what? If you go on Shabbos, you pay the l'cholim. You know, mur pays the l'cholim. If you go on the l'chol, guess what? A tam pays chatzin nezek. By the time we got to Lam Zion, we know that already, yeah? That's the Gemara's kasha. So what's going on with it? If you say that it's v'einay mur, then there's no question and answer it. Amar v'yanay mereish anami deika. You have the same dig in the reish, the tani. What's the case? What does the reish say? Shoshu mur l'minoi v'eni mur l'sheni minoi. Mur l'odom v'eni mur l'beheima. L'ktanim v'eni mur l'gdoilim. So in the reish also, what does it say? Esra mur l'oi m'shalam ezek shalom. V'esheni mur l'oi m'shalam m'chatzin ezek. Right? The same problem you have in the Sefer, Gabe Shabbos and Chol, where there was a question to Rabbi Yehuda, and he answered, you have the same question on the Mishnah. It wasn't a question and answer, but the Mishnah says, Mu'ud le'odom, vein and mu'ud le'behema. Yeah? Then it says, whoever you're mu'ud, you pay Nezek Shalom, and Aspechaz and Ezek. Again, same problem. If vein and mu'ud le'odom is the case, I'm sorry, is the halacha, it's telling me it's not a mu'ud le'behema, then sure, we know that. Mu'ud paid Nezek Shalom. And time is chazanaz. El yamid and muk. Ten. Mereish nami deik. Tony. Eshem mud loy misham nezek shalom. Veshein mud loy misham chazanazek. Yeah, mishloma ve'enim muk tani. Prushi kama farishlo. Yeah? If it's ve'enim mud, so then that's the case. We're just saying the case. And Melo, the mishtal, what is halacha? The halacha is that. It's a takanat of mu'ud. Yeah, the case is, the halacha is, right? Push come farish. I did not got law. Mishum dukya the day. Daikinon hastam have a mu'ud. Al korchin aske lemilsa. Oh, so what's that? Here, what are we saying over here? If we say, "Yam Mishlama ve'enim mu'uktani," so then if you're telling me that the case is ve'enim mu'ud. The case is ve'enim mu'ud. So then it makes sense. Why? Says Rashi, "I did not get law mishum diuka the day that were medayik hastama have a mu'ud." Right? According to your papa, we're saying. Stama is not a mu'ud. If it's ain't a mu'ud, but stama is a mu'ud. So meila. So then push come a farish. Eli amrit ain't a mu'ud tani. If you're telling me. The mission is goofy telling me any mood, my su, eshemud le misham el shalom, eshemud le misham chasin ezek. Right, same problem before. If you already told me, mood le adam, any mood bang, not the any mood. So you tell him it's not a mood. So then why speak out that eshemud le misham el shalom, eshemud le chasin ezek? Anash le shmi, oh. Here he speaks it out. Anash loish meaning the tam misham chatzin ezek is the first. We have to wait for Lamazai. Tam the tam pays chatzin ezek and nu pay nezek shalom. Yeah. Anash loish meaning tam. Him dim slaim ar nami. Isler. Okay, finish. As the Gemara says, so over here we have a raya that's vein and mood. And not anymore.